right, Wayne Pond. Word up, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Yesterday, our word of the day was slumgullion. You remember that? this is an archaic American term for a stew, a sort of watery stew. Well, it turns out, with a little investigation, there is a book that describes the language of crime, believe it or not, the bad guys, back in the middle of the 19th century. It was published in 1859. I stumbled on this article in the failing New York Times. You can never trust them, of course. And I thought I'd share a few of them with you. Here is a term from 19th century New York street slang for somebody who is not a nice person. The word of the day is shoon, S-H-O-O-N, shoon. I guess it's fair to say that American English is full of slang that most of us have really never heard because it's, fades off into the linguistic past. Nikki, Ron, ever heard the term shoon before?
Not when it pertains to anything except horses.
Really? Does it have something? What's it have to do with horses?
You got them all shoon up and everything?
I got my horse all shoon up. Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think I've ever heard that one either. But no, I've never heard your word, Wayne.
Well, it was brand new to me. This is a term for somebody who, as I say, is not a nice person. Let's use an acceptable substitute. If you're a lout, you are a shoon.
Oh, yeah.
So put the equal sign between the two, and there is your word of the day from 19th century New York slang, no less.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize you went to school in New York.
New York City.
In the middle of... No, that's not what I said. I simply read an article in the failing New York Times.
The failing New York Times.
But I got a few more of these I'll share with you. Some of them... by the by, are not suitable, speakable, printable for family-style radio. So I have to be selective, all right?
All right. We'll depend on your judgment for that, Wayne.
That's scary.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, take care of the horsies. I'll talk to you in the morning. Bye-bye.